saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of A Better You. This is a podcast all about becoming the best version of yourself, and I am your host, Fernanda Ramirez. If you don't already know my name, hello. I'm happy that you clicked on this episode, and I'm so grateful that you are here and that you are watching and listening along for this next 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Who knows how long it's going to be, but today is a very exciting episode because we're talking about something that I'm very passionate about. I actually think that this is a super interesting topic and a topic that's sparks food for thought. This is on the power of authenticity. The title of this episode is something that I feel so strongly about that I would even get tattooed. And I've thought about it. I've thought, you know, if I was to get a tattoo, what would it be? And this is it. And that is the power of authenticity. And as I say tattoo, I would probably tattoo it. Authenticity is power. But we are going to be talking about becoming your most authentic self and how it is so important to be your authentic self in a world that can seem kind of fake. And now authenticity can almost seem rare. And I mean, we're just going to go over the basics on how I think that you can get to know yourself and have boundaries for yourself and stick up for yourself and be the truest version of yourself and, you know, giving you ideas on how you can get to that. Obviously, that looks different for every single person. And I think that's the whole journey of life, honestly, becoming your truest self and letting that self be seen by the world. But if we're going to get deep into it, we might even talk about what even it means to be authentic and if authenticity is even real nowadays. But anyways, I'm excited about this topic. We're going to talk about how to unlock your inner power and embrace your true self. Also, if you want to be authentic and you think that you do know your authentic self and yet you are shy to let that self be seen, I want to go over ways that we can let people's opinions not hurt us or stop us from doing what we want to do and overall just practice being more authentic every day. And I think that this is a skill that is really essential because obviously, for one, it is so exhausting to put up a front daily and to act differently around other people. And it might even be exhausting to sway your beliefs and sway things that you want to do based on what other people say around you or how other people act or if like you're trying to fit in with them. That is just exhausting. It's just not it. And I think it gets old after a while. And not only that, but being authentic, I think has so many benefits. Obviously, you get to express your true self. You get to meet new friends that align with you. Even just getting like jobs, I think people gravitate towards people that are authentic, people that seem genuine, people that seem, and not seem, you're just in your truth. You're living in your truth. And especially, I think that this is even essential if you're listening to this and you are a content creator or you do social media, you're an influencer, or you're trying to be online and ultimately you're trying to show your personality off. I think authenticity is one of the most essential, if not the most essential thing. To be authentic means to just be truthful. I think if you're trying to be authentic, that kind of defeats the whole purpose. But I think that it is a learning process for everyone. But I think it's a fun topic conversation, which is why I'm bringing it up. And I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. I think that you will 100% take something out of this. You might finish this episode with a new perspective, maybe some new thoughts. Maybe you can have an open discussion with your friends, with your family after this. Kind of just fun vibes. Before we get into the juice of this episode, if you haven't already given this podcast a rating, or if you're watching it on the YouTube, if you haven't given it a thumbs up, you haven't subscribed, make sure you do that already. I appreciate you guys so much, more than you know, and I'm so happy that we have this community. I love posting episodes for you guys, and there are so many exciting projects revolving a better you that will be coming out hopefully before the end of the year that I'm so excited about. So anyways, before, you know, I spill the tea and I tell you guys what I've been planning, let me tell you guys how I've been doing, because I love starting my episodes with a little bit of an introduction because you guys are my friends, okay? Y'all are my friends and I want you guys to know how I'm doing, and the same way that I love knowing how you guys are doing. So if you're watching or listening to this episode, give it a pause right now. Go DM me at A Better You by Fernanda on Instagram and tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me what you're doing when you're listening to this episode. Tell me, how is September treating you? This September was New York Fashion Week, and I have a confession. I didn't vlog. And although I feel so ashamed and sad. At the same time, I feel like I was really being in the moment, and I feel like there is a tough, like, there's just a fine line when you're an influencer where you want to show people what you're doing and like your everyday life, but at the same time you want to enjoy it. So then when you don't vlog something, it's like, should I feel bad that I didn't do it, or should I be happy that I lived in the moment? And it's just kind of like, you don't even know how to feel about it. Having that said, I think you can assume I feel a little bit both ways. I wish I vlogged it for the sake of even myself having the memories, and for you guys, for you to see how far you guys have led me to be able to go, and just the behind the scenes of all this cool stuff that I'm doing. But at the same time, it is very exhausting when you're in a situation, or like when you're at a place where it's all new to you, where you're meeting new people, where you're trying to, honestly, sometimes it can even be hard to be authentic. And I'll say that because this is, you know, the topic of this episode. It's a little bit difficult to be your most authentic self, which for me would be like vlogging or showing my personality or like being truthfully yourself when you're surrounded by so many different personalities and almost people, not necessarily that you're trying to impress, but you're stepping into their territory. You know, if I had been in the fashion industry for 20 years, if I lived in New York for 20 years, if I knew all these realms very well, I'd be like, yeah, sure, let me pull out that camera. I don't care if I look a little bit unprofessional. I don't care if I miss something. I don't care if I miss some instructions, because like I know what I'm doing. But for me to come in like a small little fish, I feel like I need to have my full attention on what the heck is happening in front of me, which is why I didn't vlog. But anyways, we're talking too much about that. Little recap, New York Fashion Week was great. So many fun events, so many fun people. If it's a dream of yours to go, I hope that it happens for you, because it really is so fun. And going to places like New York Fashion Week, or just Fashion Week in general, where it's so much revolving around a topic like fashion, it just opens your perspective to seeing how much people put in effort and how much people care and how much work is put into it, and how creative people can be to like a niche that maybe you didn't even know that much about. Like before I came to Fashion Week, I didn't even know that Fashion Week existed. I didn't even know that it was this big of a deal. And then you go to these things and you're like, wow, people like put so much effort into it. People are so passionate about it, and it's such a thing. And it's like, I just didn't know. That doesn't mean that it didn't exist. In fact, it is flourishing. It is there. And like, I feel so blessed to be in that and submerged in that, because you just get to see a different world that you didn't even know. And it's even more meaningful when you actually have interest in it and you think that it's so cool and amazing, and like you can just see people's talent. I think it's beautiful, and I think there's such an energy during New York Fashion Week because people are hustling, people are there for the first time, there's tourists, there's people from different parts of the world. Like, it is just an exhilarating feeling, honestly, being there. And I got to go with my friend Bella, who I've just recently met this year, which I think is super fun. And I feel like when I reflect on this year, I'll be really glad that I went on trips with new people. And having that said, next week I'm actually going to Paris Fashion Week with my friend Trinity, who is the host of the Wellness Cafe podcast. So if you guys are big podcast listeners, you guys may already know her. But yeah, we're gonna go to Paris Fashion Week. And I said this, I think, in one of the previous episodes, just because I'm saying I'm going to Paris Fashion Week doesn't mean I'm doing a whole bunch of events for Paris Fashion Week. It means that I'm going to Paris during Paris Fashion Week. So I'm gonna be a tourist, but I'm also gonna be going to some events. I'm gonna be taking outfit pictures, submerging myself into the art and the fashion and just all of the beautiful things that Paris has to offer. So I'm so excited, and I'm gonna be so excited again by the end of the year that I'm going on trips with people that I wasn't even really friends with the year before. So that's crazy and exciting. And I 100% will be vlogging while I'm in Paris. I think that's an experience that I need to document. If I don't, you can cancel me. I don't know if I should say that, but you know what I'm saying. Anyways, other than that, it is fall. Fall's in full effect. My birthday is October 14th. I'm already trying to figure out what I want to do for my birthday. And then it's Halloween. And then it's like Christmas. Like, why does time pass so fast? I'm scared. Without further ado, let's get on into today's episode. I've already chatted for way too long, and we have a lot to talk about in this episode. So I'm excited. It's currently 10:48 as I film this episode, which is literally... I don't know if it's the vibe. Sometimes I feel like when I film in the afternoon or at night, I feel more calm. I can feel my eyes being heavy. And I guess that's fine, but I usually prefer talking on the podcast like at 12 p.m. with an energy drink already down. Let's get on into the episode. How we can be our most authentic selves. So first of all, when we're speaking of authenticity, I think we all know what that means, but I kind of like to put the definition of what it means, because I feel like it kind of starts us off at a good place. And like, like where we're going to in this topic. And it says authenticity, put simply, means you're true to your own personality, values, and spirit, regardless of the pressure that you're under to act otherwise. You're honest with yourself and with others, and you take responsibilities for your mistakes. Your values, ideals, and actions all align. And it is also a person who doesn't pretend to be someone they're not, whether it's in their personal or professional life, someone who is honest and transparent in communication with others. I put like 5 different definitions all into one, and you know, with that little spiel, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Authenticity to me means being real. It means being vulnerable. It means being embarrassing sometimes and being okay with it. I mean, putting that in there, nothing is embarrassing if you don't think it is, but I think it's like not being ashamed of who you are. And I think in this world, especially like if you're in high school, you're in middle school, you're in college, you have so many people that maybe you want to impress, and it might make you act certain ways. Or I feel like when you're younger, you may have less boundaries, so you kind of become a pushover to certain things and you'll do things that you don't want to do. There's always times where you act a little bit differently to make maybe the other people feel comfortable, maybe to make yourself feel comfortable. And I think that that's actually like, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's socially intelligent to be able to adapt to new situations and to new people. But when you can come to situations and still adapt but not lose that part of yourself and take that little spark of your true personality and your authentic self anywhere you go, I think that is when you've hit the jackpot on just like social interactions and living your life to the fullest. Because a life where you have to constantly be masking or acting as someone else or living in fear that you can't be your true self, that is painful, it's exhausting, and it probably does take a toll on you. I think it's important to note that it is not your fault if you feel like you constantly need to be putting a mask on. I mean, I think it's so common and it's so normal to experience that. And I think especially just being a freaking human being, there are so many rules that society like puts on you, that you need to act a certain way, that you should dress a certain way, that you should speak a certain way. And I think the true journey to being your most authentic self is uncovering all those layers and being like, okay, well, that's not who I am. I don't align with those values. That's not who I like to be. That's not who I like to hang out with, etc., etc. And then you kind of figure out at the end of that who truly you are. And I think if you are able to sit with that and take that with you wherever you go and also not feel pressured by other people to change that, then there's a lot of strength in you. And then you can kind of do whatever you want. That's like the most powerful feeling. When we ask the question of how we can be more authentic, first of all, I just want to put this in here because I thought this was interesting. And I actually am asking you guys, like, this is a fun question that I feel like is open for discussion, okay? This kind of gets a little bit confusing, but I saw this TikTok and it was saying, what even does it mean to be authentic? Because you could be authentically yourself with your friends on Friday at night when you're out at the club, but you can also be authentically yourself at 9 a.m. on a Monday in a meeting. And those are two completely different versions of yourself. So it's like, what does it even mean to be authentic when those are two different versions? And then the TikTok was also saying that, for example, YouTubers or vloggers or TikTokers, they can act authentic online, but it's an act. So what does it truly mean to be authentic when there's like so many different versions of yourself? And I feel like all the comments were going into an existential crisis being like, I don't even know who I am. Who even is me? Who am I? I'm so many different versions. But I think my response to that would be like, yes, there are so many different versions of yourself, but that doesn't take away from you. And those are all still versions of you. But if you combined all of those different versions of you together and you found the patterns and like, okay, you do kind of the same things in all of those, then that all together is like the stereotypical version of yourself. So sometimes when I'm vlogging, I would think to myself, like, what would Fern do? What would I do? And it's like, that doesn't mean that my authenticity is fake. It's just that you see patterns in all the different authentic versions of yourself. So it's all authentic. I don't know. I'm getting confused. I bet you listening are confused. I guess what I wanted to go off from that conversation was, what does it mean to be authentic to you? Do you feel like you know your most authentic self? And when do you feel the most authentic? Who do you feel the most authentic around? Because I think that that's super interesting. And do you feel like there's a stereotypical version of yourself that if someone said, okay, act authentic right now, you would be able to do that? Like, I don't know. Okay, now I'm confusing myself. Anyways, let's just dive into what I actually have written down. And the first thing that I had written down for how I think that you can get to know yourself better, and if someone was to ask me for advice, I would say get to know yourself. And I think this comes with experience and with time. I mean, I could say that I know myself pretty well now, and I bet you when I'm 40, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I knew nothing about myself when I was 21. The same way that at 21, I can say when I was 14, I hardly knew myself. So it just happens with time. But I think that if you take the time to reflect on your values, your beliefs, your interests, your strengths, and your weaknesses, then you can really understand what about you is the most unique and how you differentiate yourself from someone else. I feel like for me, I love being open-minded and being open to new experiences. Because whenever I'm in a new place, for example, like New York or LA, or when I'm traveling, when I went to Costa Rica, you get put in different situations where you kind of get tested on how you're gonna act. And like every time you go somewhere new, it's new experiences and you kind of learn how you act to certain situations. So the older that you get, you can reflect back on something and be like, oh, I already did that and I know how I act. I know what I do in those situations. So then you don't make the same mistakes and then you have more boundaries because you're like, I'm not gonna make that same mistake again. So I feel like the first thing that you can try to do is to get to know yourself more by being open-minded and saying yes to new experiences. Put yourself out there. If you're like younger, you're in high school, you're in middle school or something, maybe make a bunch of different friends. You don't need to stick to like the same two because you might just be super influenced by those people and act super similar to those people. Whereas if you made a bunch of friends, then you would realize like what you like most about certain people or what you don't like or what you tolerate or what you don't. And maybe certain interests will appeal to you more, and then you can get to know more about yourself and what you like. And I think especially when you're older and people's personalities are a little bit more set in stone, you really realize that not everybody's the same. And I want to mention this because I feel like this is something that I've been realizing more now that I've gotten older, is that when I was in high school, or like, you know, first few years that I got out of high school, I was friends with the same people, which I still love. Okay, I still love. But we've been friends for like so long that we've all kind of morphed into having the same habits, the same beliefs, the same values. We act the same way around each other. We know what we're talking about when we make certain jokes. And I think that's great. And that's such a special bond that can never be replaced. But I feel like going to new countries or new cities, I expected everybody to act that same way because in my head, that's how all my friends act. I thought everybody was supposed to act like that. And then I get into new situations and then I realize, oh my God, there's people with way different personalities. And in fact, there's people that do things that I really admire and I want to be more like them in those situations. And then there's people that do things completely opposite to me. And I'm like, oh my God, I never want to be like that. I never want to get in the habit of being like that. I don't want to come off like that. That is an example, I guess, in my personal life where I can say meeting new people and being in new situations has taught me a lot about myself and what I want to be more like and what I do not want to be like. This is maybe a little push for you to be more open-minded or to take an opportunity that you're on the fence about. I would say 100% do it, because even if it turns out poorly, even if it goes bad and you say that was a horrible experience, at least you learned what you don't want. You learned what you don't like, and it's just a learning experience for you. So nothing is a waste of time and nothing is not worth it, because it ends up with you just having more knowledge and like gathering information on who you want to be. Another way that I think that you can get to know yourself better is by being receptive to other people's compliments, other people's feedback, maybe that's the word, like being receptive to other people's feedback of yourself. This could be in the way that people compliment you, in the way that people fight with you when they say like, I don't like what you're doing here, or in the way that people speak about you. You know, I feel like sometimes you can have a very strong opinion of yourself, but then someone could say something about you and then you could be like, oh wow, I never realized that I did that. And I think that is super helpful to take in, because again, you're just taking a lot of information from yourself and from external resources. Like if someone compliments you and says, oh my God, I love that you're so creative, and maybe you never thought of yourself as a creative person, now you can take that with you and be like, damn, I am a very creative person. And that way you can get to know also your strengths and your weaknesses, because sometimes you can be blind to them. And I feel like this especially goes for your weaknesses. You know, if someone constantly gets mad at you and criticize you for something that you're doing, maybe it's helpful to hear other people's feedback. And yeah, we can say like, oh, they're just hating on us, or maybe they're being too harsh on us, or, you know, don't let people's critiques of you get in your head. Okay, I get it. We probably shouldn't. But at the same time, you can use that as constructive criticism and kind of build it off of like, do I align with these values? Do I align with what this person is telling me? Is that authentic to who I want to be? Because if it's not, I got to work on getting these things away from me. I got to work on making these habits not part of my daily routine and like who I am, because I don't want to be associated as someone who does those things. A way that I can explain this in my personal life is when I went to New York this past time, I realized that when I was on the street a lot, like when we were walking throughout the city, I for some reason was very paranoid of people around me. And I hope this doesn't come off in a bad way at all, but when I was in New York in the summer, I had an incident where somebody on the street, I don't know if they were on something, but they hit me in the head and I was just walking straight and they came up to me and hit me and I was fine, but I literally had to run with my friend because they were chasing us for like 5 minutes. That was really just a random little drop here. But ever since that happened, I was super paranoid walking on the street if we were like in a like alley area. Like I was just more paranoid, okay? Anyways, maybe I took that a little too far and I was just paranoid the whole time whenever I was walking. I was just getting really anxious and my friend described me as like being very fearful, and I realized that being around, say, my mom, I can't tell if I'm like being too honest here, but this is me being authentic, okay? When I'm around like my mom, and my mom also is a little bit paranoid of certain situations, we could both be paranoid and be totally oblivious to the fact that we're being paranoid and we just think it's super normal and we're just being cautious. But then when I'm surrounded around somebody who is a little bit less paranoid and they point out how paranoid I am, I'm like, damn, you're right. Maybe I am living in fear when I don't need to be in certain situations. And again, because I did have a bad experience, maybe that is why. But I feel like in those types of situations, when you're hanging around new people and they give you feedback about yourself that you didn't know you do, it kind of makes you self-reflect and be like, damn, maybe I should change that because I don't want to be known as someone that's like that, or I don't want to live in fear. I don't want to be like that. So I feel like that's just an example of like a quality that somebody told me that I didn't realize that I was doing. And, you know, having that feedback makes you further refine how you view yourself or how you act or how you want to be seen. Another way that I like to learn more about myself, another way that I like to learn more about myself and further see who I am, and this could be not controversial, but like maybe people don't agree with me on this, but I am so interested in doing like zodiac signs and personality tests. And recently I've learned about human design, which is kind of like a zodiac sign as well. Not really at all, but it's like a personality type of quiz. If you haven't ever tried to learn about your human design, I highly recommend it. It just tells you things about yourself, and you know, you can take those things with a grain of salt because I know it can be placebo effect, or I don't remember what the word is, but like when someone tells you that you're like this and then you kind of mold yourself into that character, whatever. Maybe those are placebo, okay? Maybe they're whatever. But I feel like when you take in a bunch of them, you can just kind of take what applies to you and you're like, you know what? I am like that. And I feel like when you have so many of them, like if you know your whole chart for your horoscope, you learn about your human design, you do the personality test, and then you kind of realize that a lot of the things are actually in common, then again, that further makes you learn about yourself and what you do and maybe how you are unconsciously. The next point that I have here to get to know yourself more and to learn about your authentic self and who you really are is to be honest with yourself, which means acknowledging your emotions, your thoughts, and your experiences without judgment. This is understanding and accepting who you are, including your imperfections or your vulnerabilities. So if there is something that happened to you in the past and you act a certain way because of it, or if there's something that's constantly triggering you, or there's something that upsets you all the time and you constantly think about it, I think being honest with it and accepting it and being like, you know what, I do feel like this. It's not a great thing, but I can acknowledge that I feel like that and I'm aware of it, and like I'm actively trying to do better with it, but like I'm okay that it's there. I get it. I feel like that is really important. If you feel that you are jealous of someone, know that you are jealous because they have something that you want. And I feel like instead of acting upon that jealousy, you can take that as kind of like a hint for yourself and be like, okay, well, if I know that I want to be like that person, what is it about that person that I want to be like? Like, really be honest with yourself, even if it's embarrassing, even if you have to be vulnerable. If you really are jealous of someone's like achievement, maybe you want what they have and maybe it's telling you that you need to work harder. And it kind of gives you a little bit of insight in who you need to be or like what direction you should go in. Another question that you can ask yourself to reflect on your true emotions and thoughts is like, when someone has qualities that bother you, a lot of the time they are qualities that you yourself do. For example, I have a tendency of being late all the time, and I will say that honestly and truthfully because we're being honest here. And even though it's not one of my best qualities, I will say that I do have a habit of doing that. Or another one would be like handing things in late. And when people do that for me, it really bothers me. Like, I hate when people say they're gonna do something and they don't do it. I'll just get in my head being like, oh my God, why wouldn't they just tell me that they're not gonna do it instead of having me wait around for it? And then I had to reflect back and be like, Fernanda, you literally do this. Like, you are bothered by other people doing it and you do that. So that's telling me, first of all, that's giving me a reminder that like the reason why I probably don't like it in someone else is because I do it. And it's also giving me insight into like, Fernanda, you need to stop doing that, because if you don't like it when other people do it, then you shouldn't be doing it. But that's another one. Another question you can ask yourself is, when you feel anxious around someone, take note of that and be like, what about them is making me anxious? Because I feel like all of your emotions have reason behind them. And obviously, I feel like as woman, as feminine energy, you don't have to analyze all of your emotions. Like, you know, it's okay to just feel them. But I feel like it is also important to self-reflect and be like, why am I feeling the way that I do? Because it just makes you further understand yourself, and maybe some things you are feeling unintentionally, and then once you like work through it, you're like, okay, this is unreasonable, I don't need to feel this way, and like it's easier to work through. So if you feel anxious around someone, maybe you can ask yourself, is there boundaries that they're not respecting that I'm putting up? Are they like testing me? Are they triggering me? Like, what about them is making me anxious? That is something to consider. Another one could be, if you feel shame around someone or shame when you're doing something, think to yourself, is there someone here that I'm trying to impress? Is there somebody here that I'm holding to a higher position than me, or like on a pedestal that I think they are better than me in some ways, which is why I feel shameful? And then on the other end, like in a happier, more positive light, if you're always laughing around someone, maybe think to yourself, like, what about this is making me so happy? Because whatever it is, I need more of it. Is there a person or an activity where whenever you're with them or doing this or like around them, you feel light, you feel happy, whatever that is, do more of that in your life, etc., etc. Just be honest with yourself, acknowledge your emotions, your thoughts, and figure out why they're happening so that you can get to know yourself more that way. Oh, and one more that I forgot to mention is, if you yourself notice that you are being disrespectful, or you are being resentful, or you are being distant, or you are being mean to someone, first of all, either you notice it, or maybe they'll bring it up to you and be like, excuse me, why are you treating me like this? Maybe you can ask yourself, is there a reason for why I'm being resentful towards them? Like, did they hurt me in the past? Or do they remind me of someone that I don't like? Or like, did they say something that one time that is making me act this way? Like, I feel like that's another one where you can truly be honest with yourself. And if you can be honest with yourself and this is happening with someone else, maybe you can be open and honest with them and tell them, and then work through that problem. The next point that I have that kind of aligns with the one that we spoke on earlier was to just identify what values you have and what is really important to you. Because again, like I said earlier, everyone is different. Everybody has different values than you. And I think the sooner that you can identify what yours are, then it kind of skips over the being unsure or doing things that don't align with you. And then you can truly just like embody those that you do align with. You could definitely make a list if you have a journal and kind of do like the values you have or the principles that you have and write down which ones you want to incorporate more in your life, or the ones that you truly can't see yourself not doing, and the ones that you want to keep fostering and like having when you're older. And you can even write some values that you completely do not stand for. Like, for example, a value that I hold really dear to my heart is, of course, being genuine. I like that trait in other people, and I hope that whoever I'm friends with or in a relationship with embody those values as well. And then as for values that I don't enjoy, I mean, I feel like I don't really like when people are entitled and having that value on the side that I don't align with and knowing that, then whenever I witness it in friends or in situations, or I notice even myself, I start to act like that, I can quickly cut it off and be like, Fernanda, we don't like this trait. We don't want to be associated with this value. You don't align with this. Don't be doing that. Another one could be like, you don't really value materialistic things. So then when you start to get too materialistic or you get into the habit of doing that kind of stuff, you can stray away from it, etc. I feel like just having clear understanding of what you do really value, what you don't really value, is super important. And I feel like just speeds up the process and doesn't leave much room for doing things that you're going to regret later. Like, you'll already know it straight from the get-go, if that's the sentence. And then also you'll just know exactly what you do stand for and what you won't compromise in various aspects of your life. This also comes with experience and meeting people, because then you can see what traits people have that you don't align with, and vice versa, the ones that you do like and that you do align with. Okay, the next point that I want to talk about is something that I actually saw on TikTok, and I'll give credit to the girl because I'm going to say what she just said. Her name is Bridie B, but basically she was saying that being your authentic self is being in your natural state. So it is whatever comes naturally to you. So whenever you do something that is truthful to you, that is honest, you're going to feel like a flow state, and that's what it feels like. Like, if it feels honest to you, whatever it is, if it feels right for you, then that is you being authentic, versus when you do something that doesn't align with you, you kind of hold up a resistance and it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel easy. It doesn't feel effortless. And so anytime you do something that isn't in your authenticity, or anytime you don't speak your truth or speak your mind, or you have to dim your light for others or put yourself in a box that's not you, your body will let you know, and you'll have that gut feeling telling yourself that this isn't right. This isn't what I want to do. I'm sure we can all come up with experiences or times where we've done something and it just doesn't sit right with us. And I think that's the biggest indicator. Again, not only being conscious of what your mind is saying, like if your mind is saying, I do not like this, I do not agree with this, but also what your body is saying. Like, I think it is so important to listen to your intuition and to your gut feelings in times like these, because your body can really give you some signals when something isn't right for you. And I've talked about this before on the podcast, but I've definitely had situations where I know something isn't right with me when I start having rashes on my body, which is so crazy and weird. But I've read online that when you're doing something that doesn't align with you, or your body is like trying to respond to this like negative energy or negative vibe or something that doesn't align with you, it can show up in eczema. So I've definitely experienced that before, the same way that I've also experienced being in a flow state and feeling very excited and high vibrational and just like feeling all those positive emotions and feeling just very light and happy and like leaving situations feeling good about myself when something really does work with me and does align with me. For the things that don't make you feel good, feel out of your character, or feel like you have to act like somebody else, I think it's important to be able to set boundaries and to learn to say no with things that don't align with your values. I think that's something that I'm definitely working on, because that is hard for me. I feel like, especially if you're a people pleaser, you might want to do things that other people want you to do. And you might even think that it's being helpful because you are doing what they want, but it's not helpful to anyone, because you're probably not showing up as your authentic self, and it's also causing harm to yourself. So if you're struggling with this as well, us together, we have to respect our own limits and learn how to respectfully tell other people that. And also, if you're in the other position, which I feel like I've also been in, where I can tell that someone's putting up a boundary with me and I'm just like annoyed because like maybe I want them to come out with me or I want them to do this with me and I'm like, come on, please just do it for me. I need to remind myself, like, Fernanda, respect other people's boundaries when they're putting them up, because you would want them to do the same for you. So if you feel that someone's putting up a boundary with you, times like that, I feel like, I know this is hard to accept, but sometimes it's not personal and it's all to do with them. And the same way that they're respecting themselves, you have to respect them. So it's a two-way street there. Another way that I think that you can embody your authentic self is expressing yourself in whatever way feels the most natural to you. And I feel like this is so beautiful and easy to see when someone's very creative, like when they're doing art or when they're painting and cooking and whatever it is, something that comes naturally to you that's almost like an art form. There's so many different ways to express yourself, so there's not like one category that I can say. But I think that if you don't already do an art form or have figured out what way that you love to express yourself, I highly recommend trying out a bunch of different hobbies and seeing what sticks with you, or maybe there's already one that you know like you're gravitating towards and you have so much fun expressing yourself, do more of that. Feel creative. It is so beautiful when you can create something out of nothing, and even if it's bad, it doesn't even matter. If you can make something from nothing to a tangible thing or like an idea or something, that in itself is creative, and it is such an expression of you and the way that you're thinking and what's going on in your brain. So, and also I think that if you express yourself verbally, that is also great and fun. I feel like I'm definitely someone that expresses themselves verbally, if you couldn't tell, as I'm a YouTuber and a podcast host. We love to talk out here, but if you do like to talk, don't hold yourself back. And even if you just have to talk out loud to yourself, like in your room, I mean, right now I'm talking to you guys, but I'm also talking to a camera on my phone. And I feel like whenever I go through these episodes, I get to speak my mind out loud and just say things that I'm thinking of. And I love when I'm talking out of like, it's just coming out of me. That is truly just being authentic and expressing myself, because you're almost doing it without thought. So just know, guys, if you're listening to my podcast, this is me truly expressing myself, because half the time I don't even know what I'm going to say before I say it. So we're being honest out here. And one more thing that I wanted to say about the values, because we talked about that earlier, and how if you can make a list with the values that you align with and values that you don't align with, I think another way that you can live in your authenticity and practice it daily is by doing actions that actually align with your values and the things that you stand for and the things that you say. Because if you say that you really value certain things and you don't actually follow through with them, then that is not exactly being in your truth, and that is actually defeating the purpose. So if you do have that list, or you know in your mind what you do align with and what you don't, be strict with yourself, or, you know, take that as you will, but like, make sure that you actually make those choices and decisions that are in line with your values and truly reflect what you believe in and who you want to be daily. And again, going off of that, if you aren't living in alignment with your values, take those times to learn from your mistakes. Obviously, mistakes are essential. As we spoke about it earlier, nothing is necessarily a bad experience, because even if it is bad, you get to learn from it. But like, if you do have those learning mistakes, see them as an opportunity for growth and learning, and figure out how you can move from there. And also, one more thing, I feel like when you're showing up as your authentic self to other people, whether that be in like social places or in front of others, don't be afraid to make mistakes. I think that people honestly want to see that and like to see that, because being so perfect and holding up this perfect standard is impossible. And the more that you're okay with yourself making mistakes and being open about it, I think it's relieving for yourself, because you're not holding yourself too seriously or to this standard that's like impossible to be. But also, you get to help other people feel comfortable around you and feel like they can relate to you. So if you do make mistakes in public or around others, don't be ashamed of them. You can laugh it off authentically, and it'll inspire them. Another tip that I have, which I feel like is an obvious one, but is to surround yourself with other authentic people, because that way you guys are all living your truth. And I feel like all my friends are very authentic, and even my boyfriend is very authentic. I was asking him actually earlier today about this topic, because I was like, he just seems like the perfect person to ask about this, because he is his own personality, definitely. I definitely think that he cannot fake being someone. His advice to me on how he can be so authentic is that he's really good at sitting with himself, and he doesn't feel the need to act like anyone else, doesn't need to feel to put on a show. He feels confident in who he is, and he likes who he is. Therefore, you know, if someone doesn't vibe with him, that's their loss, not his, which means that he always is just going to be himself, which I was like, you know what? You're right. My boyfriend, actually, if you didn't know this about him, I'm spilling the tea. He has never had a sip of alcohol in his life. Of his 22 years of living, he's never drank alcohol. And, you know, that takes a lot of self-discipline. And so when he is in a lot of environments like where people are partying and drinking and people are trying to peer pressure you into doing something, he always is staying true to himself and being himself and being okay with that and not letting other people push his boundaries. So I think there's something to learn there. But also, back to the point where I was originally saying, if you can surround yourself with people that are authentic, then for you to be your own will be the easiest. And also, I feel like people that are very authentic would never judge someone else for being authentic, because they can see that you are also living in your truth. Whereas somebody that's fake, first of all, again, super exhausting to be around them, because you might feel like you need to be fake to like get along with them. But also, they might be bitter or resentful or judgy, or just all of the negative energy might be oozing out of them seeing you live so in your truth and almost even be praised for living in your truth. It can kind of be a slap to the face, I would assume, when somebody is trying to hold up their facade and it's just not working the same way that you are. I want to say this also because I saw another TikTok. Sorry, I keep saying that I'm just seeing all these TikToks, but they were saying that living in your authenticity is one of the highest vibrations that you can have. So when you are embodying it around people that aren't that, it just doesn't benefit either of you to be in that kind of relationship with them, because they might give you kind of the evil eye on the side because you're living in a state which they wish they could. And also it's kind of exhausting for you. So you might as well just surround yourself with good people, good energy, and individuals who value authenticity and encourage you to be yourself as well. I think that is the ultimate goal. Just being around people who want you to be yourself and don't judge you if you are different or are unique and have those unique qualities. Authenticity can be cultivated within a supportive and genuine social environment. So make sure that you have that around you. Okay, so I've been talking for a while now, but I feel like those are all ways that you can kind of embrace that side of yourself more. I lastly just want to say that if you have something that you're super passionate about, do that. Follow your passion, because again, passions vary so much depending on the person, and it is so authentic to you if it's even like a super niche one. You know, if it's something that you feel like you have a calling for or you're just naturally inclined for, that is probably you in your natural state and what you would naturally gravitate towards. Now that we've talked about all that, I assume that a lot of people may even feel kind of like, I know how to be authentic, I am authentic, but there's some people where I don't feel like I can fully be myself around, or maybe you're trying to be a content creator influencer and you feel like you can't show up as yourself online because you're scared of judgment, you're scared of being seen, and you're worried about what people are thinking and saying about you. I just want you to know that hiding yourself from the world, hiding your true personality is not going to get you very far, and a lot of the opportunities that you want and things that you want to manifest will happen to you significantly faster if you are living in your truth. That is just the facts. I feel like the minute that I start doing something out of alignment for me, I notice that things aren't happening for me, things aren't going the way that I want. And when I'm doing something that I totally love, good opportunities, good experiences, happy memories, they're all just coming to me. So experiment with that as you will, but don't let other people's hate steer you away from doing what you truly want to do. And also remember that a lot of your haters aren't thinking about you in the way that you think they are. Like, even if they are judging you for a moment, it is literally for a moment before they blink their eye away and turn on to the next person. Like, really, whatever you do in your personal life has nothing to do with them. And if they judge you for it, that is a projection of their own insecurities. Maybe you are doing something that they wish they were doing, or maybe you're doing something better than they can, and any sort of hate or judgment is from that place of insecurity. I think that a lot of times I even express myself authentically online and I feel almost embarrassed to show myself to the world, I guess, because I'm like, am I being too much? Am I saying too much? Am I doing too much? But the truth is, nothing is too much. Some people might just not be able to handle it. But regardless of that, I think that sometimes if you want to just be brave and show yourself, you have to kind of swallow those moments of self-doubt and look past those people that could potentially hate you or hate on you for being a certain way. Because one thing I will say doing social media is that there is a crowd of people for everyone. Like, you may think that you're kind of weird, you've got some quirks. I assure you, there is a crowd of people out in the world that want to see you, want to hear your perspective, want to hear what you have to say, and thrive off of your energy. That goes for people in real life as well. Your authentic self will click with people and will mean something to people. And in fact, it might mean something to people who are just like you but are scared to let themselves be seen. So if you can do that for someone else, it always just kind of inspires others to also live in their truth and also live authentically. So look past the haters, look past the people that you think are going to judge you. If you maybe live in a small town and you want to be your authentic self and it doesn't really fit in the standards or what's normal around you, just know that there is probably a community online that is just like you. And also, I think it's important to work on having a really strong sense of self-validation so that when you are yourself, you can just reassure yourself and be like, I'm fine, I like myself, I like the way I think, I like the way I do things. And you won't let other people's opinions override your own. It's truly not worth giving your energy to people that don't appreciate you for who you are. So I wouldn't think twice about those people. But anyways, I've been talking for a while. I guess this conversation, again, I've said it before, but is very open-ended. So there's not really end to it, I guess. But I feel like I've been talking for a while. So I think I'm going to wrap it up here. But I guess we can end it off with just kind of saying that it is so important to be your authentic self and to let yourself be seen. And if you do have the fear fear of being seen, then daily you can work on learning about yourself more, figuring out what you like, what you don't like, what your values are, what your boundaries are, what you accept, what you don't, etc. Being open-minded and being open for experiences to learn more about yourself. And then once you have that opinion for yourself, those standards for yourself, those boundaries for yourself, then being able to go out into the world and showing that and expressing that to everyone and not letting other people's opinions make you feel bad about truly being yourself, especially in the age that we're at with social media and just like people not wanting to see fakeness. The more real that you are, the more honest that you are, the more relatable that you are, the more chances that you have with making friends, in finding the right partner for you, manifesting your dreams, achieving the goals that you want, maybe getting the job that you want. If you're trying to build an audience, you have way more likely to gain an audience and a loyal one and a cult-like following, as they say, if you are authentic. And again, authenticity is so rare nowadays that if you do have the power to use that, don't be shy to use it. I always say this, but the quote of authenticity is power is so meaningful to me, because through becoming a YouTuber and through expressing myself online with no shame and just putting it out there, I've noticed and I've learned that that is how I'm most accepted for, and that is how I've gotten to the place where I am. I truly don't think that I could have been in this position or, you know, had the experiences that I had, made the money that I had, had the milestones that I had if I was trying to fake my way through it. And I think authenticity always wins. I think the viewers and you guys listening or watching can sense when someone isn't being true to themselves or when something feels not right. Even myself as a consumer of social media, I feel like I can sniff out the truth when I'm watching a creator and I'm just like, this does not feel right. Something feels fishy. And even in person, I think if you have a good sense of who is genuine and who isn't, when someone is fake, it kind of gives you a sour taste in your mouth. So don't be that person for other people, you know? Authenticity is one of the highest frequencies, and it is something that is actually effortless. It is our natural state. So once you try to be authentic, I think that's when things get a little bit weird, because it's like, how are you trying to be yourself? You just have to be yourself. And I know whatever, which is why I said, I think the more that you learn about yourself is the more that you can be the truest version of yourself. But regardless, this is a lifelong journey, okay? Like, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I come to you with all of my authentic energy, and I hope that you feel energetic and ready to take on whatever you need to take on after listening to this episode. I love you. Please leave me a DM, a comment, a message, or something to speak more about this subject, because I think it's super interesting. And I hope that this inspired you to unlock your inner power and to be proud of it and to be proud of your quirks and to truly embrace yourself. I love you guys. Good night. I'm going to bed. I've been talking for way too long, and I love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.